Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay. Come through, Queen. I wanna see ya. Come through, Queen.
Hi, everyone. It's Dan.
And Brendan.
And this is Come Through Queen. Hi, Brendan.
Hi, Dan.
It's good to be back.
Yes.
We had to take last week off last minute. Hopefully you caught us on TV BFFs.
Yes.
Doing a Traders recap.
It is in our feed. It's also in their feed.
So you should really, if you liked it, you should go to their feed and subscribe and listen to their future recaps.
Yeah. So actually, put the one on our feed on play at the lowest volume, and then go actually listen to theirs on two separate devices.
Yes. I love that challenge.
Yes.
You're up for the challenge. Speaking of being up for the challenge, I know a lot of you, when I put out word that you have homework to do, you rose to the challenge. You did your homework. Mm-hmm. Some of you even subscribed to Patreon for the first time, which was exciting. On our Patreon bonus episode this week, we are looking back at Real Housewives of Atlanta Season 9 Reunion.
Yes. The four-part reunion, I was not anticipating in watching the four parts. I thought we were only going to cover the scandal, but we did do all four parts and you won't regret it.
You won't regret it. This is something we had already recapped on Come Through Queen before.
Just watch for Cynthia Bailey's look.
Mm-mm. The reason we're doing this is a ton of news about Atlanta is finally out.
Wait, I will say, we kind of agreed to do this before most of the news came out.
Oh.
We actually predicted that this was going to happen. We, of course, I think we did it because Phaedra is on Traitors.
I had the idea during the Phaedra, Sheree, Traitors moment. I was I want to look back to this reunion, the last time they were on screen together.
Yeah, and then
Then Candy announced.
Yeah, then a bunch of news came out since then.
That she's leaving.
Yeah.
So we missed the Candy announcing her leaving last week since we didn't record. What was your response to that?
I didn't have an outsized response to it. Mm. Obviously, she's been around forever. She is a legend in Atlanta and beyond. She's worldwide, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I think it's the show is over, say goodbye.
Yeah, okay. I very much respect the legacy. I respect what she brought to the show. Because when Candy joined, it was oh my God, this is an actual famous person. Mm-hmm. Like, she was one of the first famous people to join a Housewives show.
If not the first.
Yeah.
She was the first.
Yeah.
I mean, Gina Keough had the the husband who was a baseball player, but like, that's about
and
it.
She was like a Playboy girl.
Yeah, but like, Candy was already a legend. Yeah. Like, when you're out in the club, don't think I'm not. Yeah, maybe of course, when we're of out course. Making love, don't think I'm not.
So, total respect to her. As the last few seasons of Atlanta were transpiring, one of my complaints was Candy is not into it.
Yeah. And it did seem to be, and with all respect to her on this, like, it was a place to showcase the other things in her life that she's got going on.
Mm.
Like, I think she just won a Drama Desk Award.
Oh.
Like, for one of the plays that she's putting on.
Okay, which is a great step towards her...
Tony.
Her Tony.
Yeah.
Wow. So, I think this makes sense. Then after that came out, it was rumored that Portia would be returning as well as Kenya.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kenya's already on.
Yeah. So Portia's returning.
Yeah.
And then Kenya is still returning. Because yes. It was almost like, who's returning, really? Sure,
yeah.
We did not have any confirmation or anything about that. Then this week, Portia posts to Instagram a little reel announcing her return officially.
Good.
And everyone was very excited, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have Kenya confirmed yet. And there's like a gentle, lighter buzz than Kenya about a Phaedra return.
Yes. Obviously, Phaedra's having like a star-making moment on The Traitors. Like, I have friends who have never watched Housewives who are texting me about The Traitors, and they're only texting about Phaedra.
Yeah.
But she's also, the complicated thing here is, she's on Married to Medicine.
Yeah. I do think that I feel like Bravo would rather
have her on Housewives.
Atlanta succeed than I can't imagine, like, she brought such a big change in the ratings to Married to Medicine.
And from what I've heard about Married to Medicine is the cast is so solid that, like, they didn't even need her to begin with.
Yeah. So that will be interesting. We have to keep our eye on Atlanta. I mean, I'm liking the idea of those three and then like four fresh faces, strong, fresh faces.
So we're throwing away Sheree.
Mm-hmm.
Sad. We're throwing away Sheree even after like her and Phaedra's moment on The Traitors.
So maybe we do like
friend,
like a Sheree popping up at the end of this upcoming season into either a friend or returning role, depending on like how the rest of the cast shakes out.
I think we do Sheree in a Marisol type friend role where it's like you're basically main cast. Yeah, but
ooh, I like that.
And then, yeah, some fresh faces. So you're willing to part with, do we have news about Drew?
We don't have news about Drew.
Aside from, like, someone did the classic, like, oh, Drew has removed hashtag RHOA from her Instagram account, but, like, we never knew if it was there to begin with.
I think someone said that with Sanya as well.
Yeah.
And, like, part of me is, like, dreaming that Sanya announced that she's leaving, but I could be dreaming that. Oh,
please, dreaming. And then we're not doing anything with Marlo. She's just gone.
I think the Marlo experiment was a good one, but, like... But I don't think we can like build Atlanta around her.
True. I mean, I was her biggest cheerleader, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And the people I always root for always leave.
So, yeah, I mean, I can't believe like how interested and excited about Atlanta I am at this moment.
I know. We'll see. Okay, wait, one more question about Atlanta, because this has been floating around.
Ooh.
NeNe.
Oh, that to me, that's crazy. I need to hear first that the legal proceedings are over. She's like, this fan fiction that she's coming back, like, lawsuits need to be dropped. or settled or like whatever the outcome is going to be.
Do we know if they haven't been dropped?
I would assume we would have heard something.
Can't you go into like the lawyer encyclopedia and find that out?
I got to log on as under my lawyer account.
Like and, lawyer.com?
Yeah, lawyer.com. But speaking of lawsuits being dismissed, the Michael Darby lawsuit against Candace got dismissed, and like the news of this dropped, I want to say like late at night after we last recorded.
Okay.
And it like didn't make a big splash, but I think this is like what, this is a puzzle piece that we need in order for like a step in the right direction for Potomac.
Okay. And we'll get to Potomac. Not, obviously there wasn't one this week, but like the one before. Yeah. But like, I kind of like this episode of Potomac.
I know, but we just need to like change the narrative with Potomac. And I do think like Candace walking into the reunion, not being sued by Ashley's current or ex or whatever he is, husband.
That old man.
Is a good step in the right direction.
How old do you think he is?
I am one to like look up everybody's age, but I don't know his off the top of my head.
Okay. Because he's been with like, he's been with us for like 10 years.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Huh.
It's
hard.
64 as of 2023.
Oh. Well, 2023 was just a few months ago.
Yeah. So he's 64 now.
Yeah.
He was 54 when we met him. That's interesting.
Very interesting.
Ooh.
Okay.
We're only like 10 years out from there.
I know.
Just kidding. I'm more like 20, but.
No, you're 10. You're 10.
Yeah.
Okay. We have like an Erica Jane doubleheader.
So you watched this little movie, did you?
Yes. Well, first we had, before The Housewife and the Hustler Part 2 came out, we got the Bet It All on Blonde trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's only like a 2-night event.
I thought it was a 1-night event.
I think it's 2.
Okay.
I could be wrong. Because I do believe the last 2 parts of the Miami reunion are being bumped to Thursday because of Bet It All on Blonde.
That's so stupid.
Yeah. Especially when Summer House is airing on Thursday and Traitors is airing on Thursday. Like, what are we doing? I don't know what we're going to do.
Am I going to be in this home till like 2 a.m.?
Well, no, I don't even know what we're going to do. I think we have to like think of something. I really don't know what to do. We'll figure something out. Okay. So that's coming. House of Lesser Part 2. I went in with like high expectations, but I think it's just like hard to do this with the same like pop as the first one.
Because
like we're kind of like rehashing the first one a lot in this.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're getting into the thing that probably like out of anyone, Willem from Drag Race is shining a big bright light on.
The Marco thing.
The Marco like criminal case brought on, like kind of involving Erica Jane.
Mm-hmm.
So like that kind of what.
Is Willem in it? No.
No, Willem's not in it. But like that is an important part of the story, but like doesn't really have so much to do with like the bigger Tom Girardi case. Mm-hmm. And then also they had her like meeting
like Kimberly Archie or whatever
with some victims. Yeah. I don't know. It was like a very weirdly put together.
I think
episode of television,
those kind of documentaries are like kind of just like chasing viewership. Like they did the one with Jen Shaw,
yeah, which was terrible.
Yeah. I think the first one, the first Housewives and the Hustlers was actually like kind of riveting because it also dropped like when we all cared about that. Now everyone's kind of over it.
Yeah. Well, I think as much as like Erica thinks it's done or we're like nearing completion, I think there's so much more to still happen. Mm-hmm. That like, let's maybe circle back when like it's done.
Sure.
Yeah. And then one last item, something that probably like you could have expected, probably sad news in your household, Winter House on Pause.
Saddest news ever.
It was kind of brought upon by the fact that Paige DeSorbo at like a New York Fashion Week show in her Instagram story would be like, oh, I'd be wearing this on Winter House if it wasn't canceled.
Mm.
And then that got everyone talking. And then that got Bravo announcing a pause.
We don't need everything to be a pause, I don't think.
Or everything is a pause.
So then fucking bring back Gallery Girls. Bring back Kel on Earth, please.
But like, it's almost like if you're not actively doing something, you're pausing.
Mm-hmm. I will say that term is like so in my brain now that during when we were rewatching the Atlanta reunion and Portia was talking about that guy she was dating and she said they were on a pause. I was like, is Dorinda here?
I do think like I like the concept of Winter House as like the original, the JV of us maybe finding fresh faces for Summer House proper.
Okay.
And I also kind of think we are probably in a transitional moment for Summer House after this season
mm-hmm.
that does not make sense to film right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think next Summer House is going to be different than the Summer House that's about to start airing.
Totally. Also, I think, like, Winter House, when you think about, like, going away during the winter time, you're really only going away for, like, a weekend, probably.
Mm.
That's why, like, the premise of Summer House, as it stands, still is good because it's realistic. It is what people in New York do. They go to the Hamptons for the weekend, and they travel back home. Like, it's realistic. Winter House is just like, we're going to throw these people in a house for 3 weeks. It might as well be real world.
I mean, it was a product of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, they were trying to pump, like, create content and putting people together in a house for a period of time is an easier way to do that.
Yeah.
Than, like, chasing them around, testing and, like, people getting sick and whatever. So, I think that era might be done, but we'll see.
Oh, well.
Okay. Shall we get into our shows?
Yeah. We'll start with Potomac.
Potomac.
So this is an episode from 2 weeks ago. There was not an episode during the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And everyone, including us, has been shitting on Potomac.
Yeah.
But I thought this episode was solid as far as like a mid-season episode.
Yeah, between trips.
Yeah.
But between trips, but like we're doing things.
Exactly. There's like, we were at three parties?
Three parties, multiple homes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Everyone's going to be invited to Happy Eddie.
Good.
Everyone. Including NECA, including Giselle.
Yeah.
So that is a step in the direction I like.
Me too.
Giselle's a little miserable during this.
Yeah. But like, it's between her and Wendy, we really need to sit down like and fucking get somewhere so that we can do this show because they're both being the same towards each other at different things.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And they're like both like tallying how somebody acts towards each other at everything.
Yeah. And as much as I love Wendy, like she's being a little miserable towards NECA.
A lot miserable.
But to me, the difference is that at least Wendy and NECA are like speaking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Giselle and Wendy thing, they're dancing around each other.
I know. But like NECA doing the classic Housewives, I'm going to pull you aside and like, hey, can we like get together at some point? And like Wendy just like, Wendy not doing improv in this situation. Mm. She's not yes-anding.
Yeah.
We need you to yes-and.
Oh, my. Mariah and Ariana. I can't wait to see it. That's going to drop tonight.
Oh, my God.
I cannot wait to see this. Okay.
I got really confused. I was like, what is Ariana Maddox doing?
Ariana Maddox and Mariah Carey. The collab we've been waiting for. She gets cheated on and she becomes the freaking queen of the world.
To be honest, I would not be surprised if like an Ariana Maddox, Mariah Carey thing was incoming.
Stop.
Sponsored by like Glad trash bags.
Oh my God. Okay. We are rolling oregano.
So weed is not legal yet here?
I feel like they, here's my theory, is that production didn't want to like film this.
Okay.
Film them rolling weed.
But the visual's very similar.
I know.
That also, like, I have a question. Mm. Bring it to New York. So all these smoke shops.
Yeah.
What's the law here?
Oh, well, so, like, here's the gag. Is
decriminalized.
Yeah. It's the Wild West. Like, you're supposed to be, like, licensed to, like, sell weed. And, like, all these smoke shops, I think a lot of them are not.
It's... Brooklyn is like four smoke shops per block.
I know.
And I will say, if I'm like in a pinch and like say I want to like grab a quick Diet Coke, I will go to the smoke shop across from my apartment.
Oh my God.
Because the guy's really nice and cute and there's like a lot of kittens in there randomly. Oh,
interesting.
But then they're like rolling weed on like the with counter. The kitten fur? Yeah.
Okay.
It's the Wild West.
Okay, it's the Wild West.
But yeah, it's wild.
Okay. Now, I gotta, like, on the opposite end of the spectrum, I gotta give it to Karen and Mia. They just, like, can't stop fighting, and it's so funny.
I know.
I mean, Mia's more right here.
Obviously, like, Karen doesn't really traffic in logic, but that's why we like her.
She's so good.
She's so good, but, like, she's obviously in the wrong, but it's, like, who can blame her?
And it was interesting that Chris Bassett came to the event with Candace only for Candace to like leave right away.
Well, because I think like the men, I think men like each other.
Yeah, the men like each other, except NECA's husband was not invited.
Yeah. What's his name again?
Ike, I think. Yeah. Oh. Before this, NECA was like working on her sparkling wine collection and like planning the party. And the famous Lebe came.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, here you are.
Yeah. Also, NECA's whole thing about like the first thing she wakes up, she like takes her vitamins while drinking sparkling wine.
Well, it like was finally full circle because that was her episode one. And it's like, why are you saying this? And then it was, oh, we're launching a product.
But also like I've had to do certain marketing stuff with like alcohol brands and they would never want that kind of thing.
Yeah. As taking medication,
not even taking medication. Like first thing, I mean, yeah, that's part of it. But like first thing you wake up, like, yeah. No.
Mm. I really like can't make heads or tails of this. Like she clearly is not an integral part of this. Like she just jumped onto something. Mm-hmm. But also for this company to jump on with this woman who we don't even know if she's going to be like a full-time housewife or something.
Yeah.
Very strange. Although we did have Dr. Nicole's dad's girlfriend bringing her product line for their first meeting.
An icon. Yeah.
You gotta get your moment, I guess.
But it's also like, we should probably do like a Patreon on this, but like coming back from this, like name 5 successful housewives brands.
Mm.
Skinny Girl, obviously.
Yeah.
To an extent. The Vanderpump restaurants, you could say.
Even Vanderpump, you see Vanderpump Rosé in the world. You do see it.
Yeah, and it is, it's good. It's like a solid rosé.
Yeah, yeah.
Struggling for others.
Two teas in a pod.
That's... Maybe I should bring restaurants out of it. Physical products that you sell in a store.
Okay. Yeah, maybe this is something we like come back to.
No, but I mean like it's this hard because it's like not that easy. And so the fact that all these people come as if it's going to like strike them gold is stupid.
Yeah, it's the Bethany clause. Okay. Thank God Matt's here too.
Thank God. He's always there.
He's always there. Okay.
Where do you think he lives? I mean, I know he lives in the area, but like, do you think he lives in DC proper and like goes and hangs?
I mean, I'm not an expert in the geography and like they all live somewhere else. Mm-hmm. So who knows where anyone is really.
Okay.
Okay. So G's there and then leaves. And then Mia talks about like what's going on with her and G.
Mm-hmm.
And like, move over Kyle and Mo. Like, this is what I'm actually the most interested in. Like, this is riveting, especially with all the shit that has happened mm-hmm. with like the business, selling the house and losing the money.
And like between seasons, didn't we think that they weren't together? Then they got back together again or something?
No, she like announced the divorce like right
as the season started.
As the season started, I think.
This season also feels like it's lasted like 84 years.
Well, we keep taking like breaks for like holidays and Super Bowls mm-hmm. and award shows. Okay. The Mia and G one-on-one. It's like, this is real, raw, put your foot in your mouth conversation. This is not Kyle and Mo like dancing around what they want to say.
Yeah. This is what happens when people stop being polite and start getting real.
Yeah. This day date, the fact that we're, and then like the fact that Mia is describing like why we are on a day date
mm-hmm.
because the money's gone. We got to go out when the kids are in school because we can't afford a nanny.
Also, it's our second day date reference this season. Remember the Karen and Ray day date?
Oh, yes. Wow. Well, that was more like the elderly enjoying a
no, but she also called him out for bringing her on a day date. So mm-hmm. this must be like a trope in that area.
Yeah. They love a day date.
Thing is, like, I like a day date.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. Then we're going to NECA's for it's
the launch.
It's a launch
the wine.
Of the sparkling wine. And also a wedding unboxing.
Crazy.
I gotta say, like, I was LOLing. I was itch bowling. Right?
Yeah.
I was itch bowling. And like them blowing out the Korean barrel, like boxes, like we know this is Korean barrel.
Mm-hmm.
I do understand to some degree, cause like, okay, Giselle was like, this is crazy. Like, you haven't opened your gifts. It's like, well, the gifts that people get at weddings are typically like fancy plates and silverware and mm-hmm. wine glasses. That is not your everyday wear. It's like
sure.
What you're using to like host special occasions. So it's like, I kind of see why they didn't open it all, especially if they're like moving around the world.
Yeah. But I open a gift the moment I get home.
Well, at a wedding gift, and I'm sure she had a huge wedding. It's like, you're like flooding with gifts.
Wow.
You know?
You just like really single shamed me.
Well, not this 19 person wedding that happened here. Yeah. I had fun with the girls. I did like the spin on Never Have I Ever. This was like, we're kind of like drowning in games these days.
Mm-hmm.
But I liked playing Never Have I Ever. But you have to write down something that you're trying to expose
Someone else. Yeah.
And I had fun there with the Karen and Robin.
The photo thing.
And the sofa.
That was so funny. And Karen was like, oh, sounds familiar. I can't say that's not true. Ashley, when she, like, her hair was cut so tight that she looked like season one Ashley.
Mm.
Like when she goes like that short, she looks so much younger.
Mm-mm.
And then whatever her outfit was, you could see when she walked in that Giselle and Karen were laughing at her. And nobody's talking about that.
Like Giselle's laughing at her fashion partner. Oy, oy, oy. A good time had by all. I had fun this episode.
Yeah, it is a wasteland. No, it's not a wasteland. No. But it's not as bad as the streets are saying.
Yeah. The streets might have gotten this one wrong.
Yeah, just like all those losers on the internet.
Okay, shall we go? Where are we going to go? Are we going to Vanderpump Rules?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Now this is a wasteland.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. There is one star. I mean, we don't have Christina Kelly, so there would have been two stars. The only star of the show is Anne Maddox. Interestingly enough, very similar
to Ariana
Maddox.
Her now boss, because she switched allegiances.
Which, like, Anne's already losing me with that. I'm, like, focusing on, like, the Anne that we see on the screen, but, like, that is corn in the cob. Like, enough.
She has a podcast now.
Oh, okay.
I'm wrong. I think she talks about this.
Maybe I'm, like, it's, like, when we root for the girls and then we realize we were wrong.
I don't know. We still... Can see.
There are a few girls that we... I'm still following Realtor Anne.
Yeah, same.
Okay. But she's the only one that I'm like, oh, you are a person in the world. And it's like, we're not really talking about what she is doing there, which is like trying to be famous. Like you are Tom Sandoval's assistant, like in a vie for fame.
Of course. Like, why else would you become Tom Sandoval's assistant?
But... The way Ariana's speaking to her is not a good look on Ariana.
I know.
She's being, like, really nasty to Anne.
Seems like she's got a big ego now. Just kidding.
She thinks she's the queen of the world. No, it's like, okay, well, you guys are, like, she's talking about how, oh, well, like, I don't interact with him. Like, we have intermediaries. And it's like, okay, that's reasonable.
That would be reasonable if the if it was, like, a lawyer.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But, like, not this, like, woman you're kind of being mean to.
Who is tasked with, like, not only just going between the two of you, she's cleaning up after Tom's dumb party with, like, his friends who no one knows.
Yeah.
Except we have a mutual with one of the friends.
So, we do?
Yeah.
Okay. So, it's like, the question is, oh, do you want to be at emo night, or do you want to be at Tom's party? And the answer is neither.
But if you had to choose.
Let's go babysit Summer Moon.
No, that's not, there's two choices.
Yeah.
Which one would you do?
Probably Tom's, just because, like, I don't want to be in a crowded, loud room.
Me too. I mean, I'll go pour myself a drink and go put my feet in the pool and, like, hang out with the dog, the cute dog.
But there was something about, like, the Island of Misfit Toys aspect to this party that I was interested in.
Yeah, that is a room that, like, to be honest, I could kill. Like, you know, like, I could, like...
Oh, wait, I thought you... You mean, like you would kill it?
Yeah, like, kill it.
Like, with, like, bits and stuff.
Yeah, of course. Like, no. Make friends with temporary friends with everyone.
No, the way you said it sounded like you're going to go in there and kill them.
No. I mean, like, you know, socialize. Hello, you're my best friend, yada, yada, sure. Yada. Let's add each other on Instagram.
Wait, there was one that said, like, briefly to James before James, like, walked away from him mid-conversation. It was like, yeah, like, Katie pushed me out of the group. And it's like, wait, what? Who are you, sir? What, I want your story. There's a lot of stories to hear about here.
I know. Billy Lee.
The grand return of Billy Lee should have been, like, a little bit more fanfare. Like, let's get a Billy Lee confessional.
Yeah. Let's get her back behind the bar at Watch Robins Live.
Yeah. So that's that. Screamo, sure. Then James is in trouble for, like, arriving at it's emo or screamo?
It's emo night. But we're screaming too. But the good as gold is screamo. Version.
Yeah. Which we listened to.
Congrats.
And it's like two men singing at first.
Yeah.
And then we saw Sheena in the booth re-recording, but, like, the actual track just sounds like they used her original vocals.
She just sounds the same.
Yeah.
Sheena's version.
Oh, Sheena's version. She's reclaiming her music. Okay.
No, so James arrives to emo night. He's not in trouble, though.
Oh, no. Like, no. Sheena's just being so corny. Like, she's making me sick to my stomach when she's like, if you cared about your friends, like, you would have made the set list. And that's what happens when you hang out with Tom Sandoval. You just, like,
she's also, like, butthurt. She was like, so James is saying he's going to throw tomatoes at Tom, but he's the first one that's let back into Tom's life. Oh. I've tried texting Tom so many times.
Here's the thing. everyone makes me so sick to my stomach. Like, I've always, usually, like, somewhere
sick out, to my stomach, so dramatic.
No, like the narrative with like Venerable Rules and Summer House for like years of this podcast, because they usually like overlap a little bit when they're airing, is like, Summer House, these are my friends. Venerable Rules, these are my, at this point, enemies.
Okay, Dan, Kyle Cook isn't your friend. He doesn't know who you are.
He's my friend.
I'm sorry. Amanda Petula doesn't know who you are.
No, they know. They know. So, okay. We had some like, we had like Tom Sandoval and Lisa Vanderpump, and we had Lisa Vanderpump and Schwartzy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting to, when Lisa's brother died, that was more of a Beverly Hills storyline than a Pump storyline, right?
Yeah, because it was during the time when Lisa was like on
her,
the outs.
Yeah, her last season, I think. Yeah.
And people always bring up the fact that like everyone was very mean to her that season.
Yeah. So that history is now tying into like what Tom Sandoval is going through.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like, I don't want to sound like crazy, but like, I do feel bad for him. Like, people are so crazy,
mm-hmm.
like with how mean they are.
Yeah, I would compare it to, and this might sound crazy because it's not the same level, but it was a big level, like the Monica Lewinsky thing.
Exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah, and it's different because Monica was obviously a victim in a different way.
It
was a power dynamic thing.
Yeah.
But as far as like the level of scrutiny and the amount of like times people have piled onto somebody without thinking the other way. And I mean, like, we probably were a part of it. Like,
no, I think we were not, like, I don't think we were like, Tom Sandoval must die.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, we were like, oh yeah, this, like, he did something really shitty. Like,
yeah.
And outside of the context of the show, it would be, just be like, oh, we're not friends anymore. Like,
yeah.
You did something bad.
But like, in those early days, and not even the early days, like months after, I would like lurk on like the Vanderpump Rules Reddit.
Oh.
And just like the way people talked on there, I'm like, are you kidding?
Yeah.
But yeah, I would compare it the most to Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, I see it for sure.
Yeah.
I see it.
Are we being, are we going to, it's okay.
Are we canceled?
I don't care. Yeah, I don't care.
I do find... probably have anyone's storyline, the Schwartz stuff, to be the most riveting, maybe.
Because,
like, he's just kind of, like, out there fucked.
He's going through a tough family thing. He's going through a tough
business.
friend thing because he's associated.
Yeah.
And then, like, he's, like, actually trying to make some fucking action happen by, like, inviting people to this trip. And then...
when we're sitting around being miserable at Sir,
mm-hmm.
it's truly, what are we doing here? Like, that little circle that Schwartz, like, sat in on, like, no one is friends.
It's basically a glorified petting zoo also.
Yes.
Because everyone who's there
is just watching them.
Yeah.
The, like, James, Ali Luber, who, I gotta give Ali Luber credit, like, she's like a glimmer of light in this,
hope,
like, of this morose. Is that a word? Morose?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Like Harvey Milk said, you got to give him hope. And Ali Luber's hope.
Ali Luber astrology. Book me a session. I need a chart reading.
Her being like, oh, I really want to read Schwartz's chart. In like a way that kind of sounds like really cryptic.
She wants to get to the bottom of things. It's like very Gaga, like investigating at the Capitol.
So who are our winners? Oh, wait, we have to get to Sheena walking by the Sandoval table, pretending as if she doesn't see the cameras.
Oh.
Filming him.
What are you doing here?
And then going back into the alley, and like the fact that like production probably now has to clear the alley because it is a tourist destination at this point. And Tom Sandoval being like, you look like a Shania Twain music video.
He is just so unwell. I mean, everyone is very unwell. I am on no one's side other than
Katie Maloney.
No, I'm not on Katie's side. I'm on Anne's until I'm almost not.
Allie Luber.
But like, not really so much on the side of like, you are James Kennedy's partner, but more the astrologer.
Sure. There was a funny scene in the previous episode where Allie Luber and James were walking down like basically the median of two-way highway in the valley.
And very
like,
LA.
They were like, oh, wow. We could never take walks like this when we lived in like West Hollywood. Mm. And I'm like, there's a camera crew and you're just like in the middle of like a street. It's just so fun. Mm. Okay. So power ranking. We don't have to do the whole thing, but like who are your, aside from Anne and Allie Luber.
Well, that's okay. Who else?
I mean like Tom Schwartz, I guess is weirdly near the top these days.
So this isn't like a ranking of who I like or who's a good person, but like Tom Schwartz, I'm interested in what's going on with him right now.
Yeah.
I'm more interested in Sheena's like mom stuff than I am with like the friend stuff.
Oh yeah. I couldn't care less about her mom stuff.
Like the fact that like she was like freaking out at the idea of,
oh yeah, then I could care less. Sorry, that was insensitive of me to say 5 seconds ago.
Wait, so you do care?
Yeah, I do care. Yeah, okay, I forgot what you meant by mom stuff.
Yeah, no, it wasn't about Summer Moon being blocked like that. That like conversation with like her mom, like Sheena's mom, Brock, that like one friend they're bringing in to watch Summer Moon that night. That was a wild ride. Like everyone against each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Logan No was back in the picture.
Oh, Logan No. Ay, ay, ay.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Shall we move on?
Shall we move on? Beverly Hills. We wrapped up Spain.
Mm-hmm.
We took a page out of Sonia Morgan's book and threw ashes on each other.
Good.
Good.
I mean, just in time for Ash Wednesday.
Just in time for
Ash
Wednesday.
Did you celebrate it?
I would say like it's not like a celebration. It's more like of a day.
Have you noticed a thing on gay Twitter this year that I think like everyone was saying?
Oh.
It's like, oh, Ash Wednesday and Valentine's Day are falling the same day. And it's now I'm realizing how many of my oomps are Catholic and have secret boyfriends. Did you notice that conversation?
Oh, no.
It felt like everyone was saying it.
Okay, so I went and got a haircut that very day, Valentine's Day / Ash Wednesday day, and there was this like older gentleman in the seat next to me talking to the barber, saying, and with like the, he must have asked for like the heavy duty one because he had like it really on good.
And some of those like Irish priests have like the big thumbs.
The big thumb. Okay, so he used the big thumb on him and he said, yeah, this is the first time in my lifetime Ash Wednesday and Valentine's Day fell on the same day. He must have been like 6 years old. He's like, yeah, the last time it happened was 1935.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's a fun fact for everybody.
I wonder if gay Twitter was popping off the same way in 1935.
Gay Twitter was going crazy on 1935.
I will say something about gay Twitter. Mm. Quality has gone down.
Oh.
It used to be sad. Funny people.
Mm. What happened to the funny people?
I don't know.
Whatever happened to that fun? Okay. And then, like, this whole thing with Erica, like... Like this, it was both these episodes that we're talking about of like, mm-hmm. no one has apologized to like what they have done to me. And like, we were critiquing the cast for being so soft on you.
I know.
Like, she's like, I was eviscerated. Like any other cast, you would have been dragged up and down the street, you lunatic. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you talking about?
I know. But I mean, like Kyle and Dorit got to fall back on that when... She was like, they were like, oh, we were being fine when Garcelle and Sutton were going after you.
Yeah.
Drunk Sutton being like, oh, I'm so sorry.
And Sutton. Walking up the stairs that were not up to code a la Angie K. We could have very easily had another Monica Garcia fall incident. So I'm having to be like carried up the stairs eventually.
Her walking in with her roadie. I'm like, leave it in the car.
Oh, my God.
And I thought that was going to become like a moment, but it like really never did.
Mm. The glug 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 of the Tito's into the glass in front of a stranger.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
That's like gay party coded.
That's gay party. Oh, I did want to talk a moment. There was like before that, a Kyle Sutton get together. Which I do think, like, this is where the season has been the strongest. Because for whatever reason, like, Kyle and Sutton are two sisters.
Yes. I've got a couple notes.
When they were talking about, like, that she was divorced, like, 6 or 7 years ago. And she's been on the show for 4 years now. I did not register at the time that she was, like, freshly divorced.
It was new, yeah.
I did not register that.
Speaking of them being sisters, it's like... When Sutton was like riding that horse and it was her first time riding. Mm-hmm. What's his name?
Santos.
And Kyle in her confessional was like, said something like snarky about her riding. I was like, I don't know what a person riding horse is supposed to look like, but I thought Sutton was doing a good job.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I also thought both of them looked beautiful at that picnic table. you disagree?
I did. No, I would say there was something about Sutton's like thin black sweater and like the little, I don't know what that collar is called. That's like a half collar or something was popping up under it.
Yeah. And her like hair looked great. I think it was like, you know, when people have money just casually and so they look see when they're just like,
oh, in a casual look.
Yeah. Like,
oh yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. That is like a dream of mine. So like one day, like toss all my like everyday wear and get just like a fresh set from like top to bottom and just serve C in day to day life.
I don't think it'll ever happen. Unfortunately.
No, one day I will serve. It's a dream of mine.
This is coming from the guy who was like, you have to serve looks at tea.
Yeah, you do.
And you would pull up to tea in a t-shirt.
Okay, but it's a fresh, new... No, I love doing like... Because like when we go to Provincetown, it's like kind of like... The summer stuff is already on sale. So like, I'll go buck on a J. Crew Bonobos sale.
Just a solid navy tee that you wear.
Yeah. What was Sutton's sweater not a solid black sweater serving C?
But you could tell it was money. She didn't get it on sale at J. Crew or Bonobos.
No, that was quite luxury. Okay. PK saying to Dorit, you're not my mother on FaceTime.
The amount of times we're on FaceTime with PK, like refusing to come home.
Bubba. Bubba, I extended my trip for 8 more months, Bubba. I don't know. Something's up here.
Something's rotten.
Okay. Anna Marie trying the hardest to serve C with this party. Like, we... Okay, so I don't know if this pops up on your TikTok, but, like, it pops up on Alex's, and then I'll see it, like, across the room.
Or you'll see it on Reels, like, 4 years later.
So, Steph Holman of Dallas loves talking about Housewives behind the scenes now. Like, is the reason she's doing it, like, she realizes the ship has sailed?
Yeah. We've also talked about this with Alex, like, in conversation off mic.
Yeah. So, she just, like, loves giving us all the behind the scenes and talking about, like, how everybody has to, like, host an event and you have to pay for that event. Mm-hmm. So, like, Anna Marie is, like, dumping money into... Is she doing sparkling wine, too? What is she doing here?
No, she was just serving... She was serving champagne. It was like a champagne and diamonds party. And she was serving Corbel.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you're right.
Someone made a comment about that.
Okay, you're right.
And then she brought in, like, this guy named, like, Joshua, who has diamonds or something.
Yeah, that was... Okay. To me, I kind of get, like... It was, like, cute when, like, Garcelle did this with the Birkin party. But, like... We keep seeing the same shtick from Garcelle, like, making, like, the funny jokes about, like...
Are you married?
Like, I gotta give a BJ for this one. Yeah. It's like, all right, like, are you really... Like, I don't view you as materialistic.
Though she is.
We think she is.
I mean, she is shown on the show that she is. Okay. Her and Kyle are, like, the ones who are, like, running off after the getting ashes poured on them, being like, oh, we just want to go look for, like, some shopping.
Sure.
Okay. Can we get to Sutton's date? That was before.
Oh yeah, that was before. But we could talk. Yeah, sure. Love was winning.
So, is this guy an actor?
It's giving. What was Kenya's first boyfriend? Remember that man who was, like, clearly wandered onto set?
Like Walter.
Walter. Yeah. Yes. If it's giving Walter getting a day rate.
Yeah, here's the thing. They're, like, at this, like, dive bar in West Hollywood. Oh, and...
It's giving Texas Hold'em.
Yeah. Do you know Emerson Collins, who used to be on The People's Couch?
Yeah.
He was at that bar...
While they were filming.
On his Instagram. I would go find it. He has, like, the other angle, like, filming the date.
So, like, you see, like, them surrounded by, like, 25 people.
Yeah.
Like the boom mic, the light, the cameraman.
Yeah. Just go find him. You know him from People's Couch, famous Bravo, whatever.
Yeah.
But I did enjoy this date. But I want it to be true. He is really handsome.
Sure.
And she...
Maybe you liked the date because you were, like, putting yourself...
In her shoes?
In Sutton.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Putting myself in Sutton, yes. Yeah, of course.
Okay. Crystal and Anna Marie become two sisters by the end of the party. And then...
That's not going to last.
And then, like, Erica crying to the group, like, demanding apologies for everybody. And we already talked about it, so whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Miami.
Oh, well, we need to talk about last episode that we missed.
Mm-hmm.
The fucking baby dolls in the trees.
Oh, my God. A horror show. Very, like, you coded.
I was like... Do I live here?
Is this my home? I mean, that last episode we picked up with, like, the gondola of horrors.
Mm-hmm.
People throwing up, people screaming, people crying. It was people going in the bathroom.
Perfect storm, yeah.
Like, who's going in the bathroom? Adriana, like, tiptoeing back across the bridge.
We need to talk about Adriana.
So good.
The fact that she... is not a full-time housewife.
Oh, my God. A crime.
The wildest thing.
Yeah.
She brings so much to the plot. Like, her performing at Mexico City Pride.
I love how it was like, guys, I'm performing in front of tens of thousands of people. No, there's 100,000 people. No, there's 200,000. No, I think there might be 1 million people here. Like, it just, like, kept growing and growing.
Just, like, did you watch Watch What Happens Live? With her and Julia.
Oh, I just saw, like, pictures of them. Oh, my God. Julia dressed in the Beyonce dress.
Unhinged.
And then Adriana doing, like, a version of her reunion dress as well.
Yeah, she's been into flower crowns.
Okay.
Even on, like, the most recent episode.
Yeah.
When Larsa forgot that she was there or something. No, but then Adriana like revealed that her Valentine was a woman. So she implied that, and there was a woman in the crowd and she implied that she was like maybe in a relationship with this woman.
Okay. Okay. I missed that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We really, in this most recent episode, I'm being reminded, we really don't have a lot of info on Lisa's backstory. And she gave us a little bit, like the Canadian family, left home at 16, moved with a boyfriend, moved to another boyfriend while with that boyfriend.
Which is like kind of telling. Like
it's like the story that we are seeing being played out.
Yeah, going from Lenny to Jody.
Jody buying the plan. No, Lenny buying Jody's plans.
Which, that's wild to me. Like, I need like an architect to explain that to me. Is that like common practice?
Yeah, sure.
I wasn't looking at you. I was like looking to the audience.
Oh, look at the western sky. Yeah. Oh, wait, we even talked about Wicked. Oh my God. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I love like the extra.
Yeah. I saw Wicked like 10 years ago and I don't know things or remember things. So Fiero is the scarecrow.
Yeah. So I think like that, it's like hard to remember how that all plays out.
Okay.
I read the book and saw the musical.
So when I opened Borders in Boston, Borders Back Bay, the first day we were open, the guy who wrote the book came in for a signing for like the party.
Wow.
I don't think I was at the party cause I was like never there.
Mm-mm. Okay. I love Larsa and Alexia fighting about being businesswomen.
Alexia. She gets so hot and bothered and so haughty so easily. She'd be like, she is so Teresa in that Judician, way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at the same time, what a smart move with this like burgeoning relationship with Julia.
I know.
One of the smartest thing Alexia has ever done.
Her willing to go to like random farms yes. whenever.
It's giving Texas Hold'em. This ain't Texas.
And I will say something about Alexia is that she does pivot better than Teresa can ever.
Oh, yeah.
Like she can exist within the group.
Yes.
Right after fighting someone.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah.
And she's taking that small apartment. Oh my
God, yes.
Which looks like the Aviva Drescher Miami apartment.
We did have like, so Beverly Hills and Miami are on similar tracks right now where they both are airing the finale next week. And we were doing personal storylines for Miami this episode. And we were doing personal storylines with Beverly Hills. And it's like night and day how much more I care about the Miami personal storylines. Mm-hmm. Like everything on Beverly Hills just feels like nothing to me. It's like, this is nothing.
Because that's Hollywood, baby. Nothing's real.
But like Miami, we got like Alexia and Frankie. Like I'm always interested in like checking in on what's going on there. We got Dr. Nicole and the dad who...
R.I.P.
He's no longer with us. I mean, obviously, everything that's going on with Gertie is like insane and hard to watch. Lisa is endlessly entertaining for me. Larsa. It's Larsa. Now, wait. We didn't even talk about this in the news. We were going to talk. I wanted to talk about this in the news.
I was waiting for your Larsa update. Okay. Because we've been through the ringer this week.
Oh, my. Love wasn't winning. Love is winning. Love is love is love is love. Love actually is all around us.
Okay. So
I'm like,
I'll translate a little bit. So there was a point in time recently where it appeared that Larsa and Marcus broke up. And now it appears they are back together and it appears they might be engaged. As Lin-Manuel Miranda said, love is love is love is love. Just kidding.
Okay. So I wish I could give credit where credit is due. I feel bad, but one of the girlies said, like, oh, this breakup is because they saw... Oh, no, but that... I don't... Actually, this theory doesn't make sense because they watch all the episodes before the reunion.
Yeah.
So one of the girlies' theories was, like, they saw this episode and then, like, got in a fight over it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So they appeared to break up on Super Bowl Sunday, but were together by
Valentine's Day
Wednesday and Ash Wednesday.
Yeah. The first time since 1935. Yeah.
And stories were also saying that like they broke up because Michael Jordan did not support the relationship.
As discussed in this episode.
Yeah. And Michael and Marcus watched the Super Bowl together on a very small TV. Did you see that TV?
Oh, no.
It was very small. Okay. It was like the size of that computer monitor.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And listeners, very small.
Yeah.
Larsa posting like during the Super Bowl, like a poll. If you break up with your man, should your friends unfollow him? It's like, Larsa, you are at least 10 years older than Sandra. You cannot be behaving like this on Instagram.
Also, like, that's an interesting question. Because I realize I follow one of our friends' exes.
I follow...
Do you know who I'm talking about?
No, I don't. Because I actually follow... Like, there's a few exes in my little madam web of follows.
Okay.
And, like, I don't even follow that many people. So... The fact that I'm even still following them, but it's just like inertia is hard to beat. Like an object in motion stays in motion.
Okay.
And then like to like go through the trouble of like unfollowing.
So my big rule is I don't unfollow if they're still following me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I like to keep an eye on things.
Oh, I do too. I'm always clicking and being like, follow. If I'm not in that top spot, I'm like, oh, unfollow immediately.
Oh, no, no. I mean like, for the exes, I'm like, I'm keeping an eye to make sure, like, maybe you're not talking smack about the friend or, like, doing something wild. You know what I mean?
I guess.
I'm not actively doing that, but I'm like, justifying.
I'm trying to, like, think of, like, who would be talking smack about a friend.
I don't know. I don't know. Okay. What are we ending this with? Oh, there was like the Michael Jordan stuff.
Yeah.
And pickleball with Kiki and Adriana.
Yeah.
I do want to point out in the preview, Anna's at the finale party.
Thank God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Bring her to the reunion.
Oh, my. Anna's corner. yeah, that's Miami. And at this point, we must head to Scotland.
Yes. Are you a traitor? Is that? I just tried to do an Alan Cumming and that did not work out. Jeez.
It was a good attempt. Okay. We are waking up worrying about who has been murdered.
And
not my Burgerlicious. It was problematic, I would say.
That is sad.
I mean, at least he had his little teddy bear on his final night.
I know. I'll miss him forever. I followed him on Instagram.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Love is Blind. They're Love Island. Do the Love Island people have like 1 million followers each? I feel like that's a show that like...
Gets a lot?
Yeah.
But like Love Island US is less...
Oh, you're right, right.
You know?
It's UK is the big hit.
He only has 134K.
Which is not bad.
Yeah.
We're trying to crack 1K on CTQ.
I know.
And we're all, don't want to keep you up, Brendan.
Sorry, I just got really yawny.
Okay. So, I mean, I got to give Trishelle credit in the notes app. Phaedra, every breakfast, never seems concerned.
That was the gag. I mean, like... Yeah. Can you pass the boiled eggs? Like,
yeah.
Yada, yada.
Can you pass the fried egg? Can you pass that?
Even when her Burgerlicious died, she was not like really...
I know. You would think she would put on more of a show for Burgerlicious.
I know. But I think she's like officially moved on to CT.
Love was running there.
Yeah.
Okay.
His little silk shirt.
Yeah. That was like... That definitely was one brought from home.
Yeah. Pouring coffee on Sheree.
I gotta say, two looks. I mean, this is like the C corner. After an iconic outing last week, which we really didn't get a chance to talk about here on this podcast. We talked about it a bunch on TV BFFs.
Sure.
MJ.
Yeah.
With her look last week, coming this week, flipping it on its head.
Yeah, I mean, MJ had her another memeable moment this week when she was listening in on Parvati and Captain Pete.
But her sexy pink dress cutouts.
Yeah. She was serving C. Phaedra was serving C. And then I would argue, walking to breakfast, Kate Chastain was serving C.
You were very excited to see Kate.
That coat.
Yeah.
I don't like, know, you don't...
I know. I just... Listen, I enjoy Kate, but like... We all have our people, and like Kate's not my person.
I know, like when we watch together, it's like me and Alex are hooting and hollering for Kate. You're like, oh, Trishelle, that's my mother. No. She's the queen.
No. Well, I mean, if we are trying to root for a person who's figuring it out.
I'm rooting for somebody who's doing good TV.
Okay.
And that's what Kate's doing. She's operating on vibes.
Yeah. But you got to get, like, I mean, this game is hard. You got to give it to, like, someone able to figure it out.
Okay. On my notes, whatever. Here's the thing. We are going into the 2024 election, and everyone in 2024, have you noticed that everyone's just doing vibes?
Oh, yeah, vibes.
We don't really care about anything except for vibes anymore.
Yeah, there's no facts or truths. These, like when they wrote in the Constitution, like, these truths... are to be self-evident. They're like, now we're like, no, these vibes are self-evident.
And Kate is vibes and Trishelle is my notes.
Okay. I have to say, normally the best part of this game is production choices, less so like games and like how we play the game or whatnot. A very poor production choice to have Dr. Will there after the two Big Brother players have been killed or banished.
I know. It's like the only person who recognized him was Sandra.
Yeah. And I'm not even sure like Sandra even truly knew.
And Dr. Will, what season was he on?
Like two.
Yeah. People always talk about him. Mm. And like I started Big Brother at season 16.
So, yeah.
And I know my historic girlies. Like I know Janelle, obviously. Mm-mm. I know Brittany Haynes.
Yeah. Okay, so Dr. Will was part of my first run. So I watched like season 1, 2, maybe 3 and 4.
Oh, yeah, like when you were like 20, 30?
I was in high school, which...
Close enough.
It's bad enough. But yeah, so he was a legend. He won his season and then came back for like another All-Stars or something. And then... Then he pops in and out like as a little in the same manner as tonight.
Big Brother loves to bring like a hetero white man in and out to like host like a round table with current contestants or like host like an after show.
He is the host. Remember? Maybe you're like not realizing because he's wearing something different.
Also, I think he's like done some facial work maybe that I didn't really recognize. Also, like by that point, I'm like, I don't really care who this man is. Like, why are we doing a round table with this random man when we have like, we could have like Wendy Williams.
Well, it's like, it's, well, we can't, but.
Well, I mean, we could have.
Yeah, but it's like Andy Cohen cosplay, essentially.
Sure.
Okay. The challenge that we're bringing back from last year of just like being trapped in a house with bugs and creatures.
I'm alone in my house.
And we coined the term the Bravo quitters.
Good.
The four people who each decided, let's lower the pot by $1,000 were the Bravo girlies.
Yeah, it was Phaedra first?
Phaedra and MJ. I'm not sure which one was first.
Phaedra, MJ, then Sheree and Kate.
And Kate.
Yeah. Kate was actually really smart. She was controlling the lights and the, what's it called?
Walkie-talkie.
Yeah. And then when she realized there was a trapdoor above her, I thought it was because she was going to try to like, she thought maybe there was like a shield up there.
Uh-huh.
But she realized that shit was going to start falling from that trapdoor right on top of whoever was controlling the lights.
Yeah.
So she was like, here, Kevin, you need to do this.
Well, I mean, she is the one veteran. Like she did play this game last time.
Yeah. Barely.
Yeah. So Trishelle gets this. Secret shield, which is probably for the best for her.
So annoying.
Especially after tonight's proceedings.
Well, I don't know if she would have put her neck out as far if she didn't have the secret shield.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was strategic between her and Peter for her to be like the one to put it all out there.
Yeah. Peter Pumpkin Eater thinks he knows how to play this game, but he loves to talk.
I mean, I don't think he's doing a bad job.
But he's not doing a great job.
Yeah. You got to give it to John. After Parvati came crying to him, and like he sold it to me that he was feeling bad for her. And then when he gives his little British speech of like, she's the silent killer or whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a politician, baby.
That's when like, oh, I realized, oh, Phaedra is safe tonight.
Yeah. But that is a politician.
That's a politician, baby.
Yeah. That's like when Nancy Pelosi's on next season. Yeah. That's what she's going to be doing.
Keep your eyes peeled.
Could you imagine like Nancy Pelosi and like Kate Chastain?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Kate back for her third season.
Kate's residency. Kate's going to be on the international versions as well. okay.
Do you think Kate got to bring her baby to at least the hotel?
Oh, yeah. Maybe the baby's at the hotel.
Because she's like a single mother.
Yeah, single mother. Maybe the baby's there in Scotland. Okay. I kind of saw it going this way because we still haven't seen the moment from the trailer where like Phaedra and Pete are fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And she wasn't wearing the proper outfit. So, but okay. So Parvati's murdered. She gives a good speech.
And Kate, after good words, goes, oh, great speech.
And then you and I made predictions on the TV BFFs podcast, and both came true.
Mm-hmm.
You predicted, or hoped for at least, a Kate Chastain traitor moment.
Yeah.
Where she becomes a traitor. And I predicted that they were going to force somebody to become a traitor.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they have the option of death, but like who's going to choose to be kicked off the show?
Well, the thing is, if anyone would,
it'd be Peter.
It'd be Kate.
Oh.
Because remember how hard she was trying to get off the show last year?
No, but
no,
that was a bit.
Right. But yeah. I mean, like, if anyone would, like, for the lore of the show, it is funny for this to be Kate's thing because sure, she is the one person who might choose death.
But, okay. I'm wondering, will...
Dr. Will?
No. Will Phaedra, when like Kate is pressed with a decision, will she get to see that Phaedra's the other traitor? Because if she sees it's Phaedra, she'll be into it. Like she'll want to be a traitor with Phaedra.
I think we're just going to see a hooded Phaedra. She's not going to be able to know until she takes the hood off. That would be for TV. That's the way you okay. would go.
Yeah, yeah.
I will say I got dispatches from Good Judy, yes. The local Park Slope gay bar, from one tall pale Aaron. You've heard him on this show before.
Yeah.
And apparently the crowd erupted when Kate was chosen.
I'm picturing that video meme of like the huge sports bar watching like a video and like people always overlay it with different videos.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think this is for the best.
I mean, do you think there would be a better option? My only other thought, I was thinking it was either going to be Kate or CT.
But CT is almost a little obvious.
Yeah.
MJ. Wait, when MJ and Kevin were like making sense of the round table, it's like the two bimbos having the bimbo convention.
It's like that meme that goes around, like the two dumbest people you know just saying exactly to each other.
So, they're truly so stupid.
The thing is, like at the end of the day, it's going to be MJ, Kevin, or Sheree who wins it.
It is a great strategy. Keep the bimbos in the castle.
Yeah. Though I would... MJ's a bimbo, but she does... She is nosy, so that comes in handy.
Yeah. She was on Dan's trail early.
Yeah.
So we'll give her that. Wow.
It's just, like, so fun. So I have a friend who is not a Bravo person or Housewives person. So like her watching Traitors for the first time, she's a few episodes behind, and her like texting me about like all the Bravo people. Mm-hmm. Like obviously like she's obsessed with Phaedra.
Yeah.
And then I was like sending her like all the iconic moments from like all the Bravo people.
Yeah.
And like she did not realize that like that's my opinion was Tamra.
Oh yeah.
And like that's obviously like a big, that still is like a big TikTok moment. I sent her like, who's going to check me, boo? Mm. The Phaedra clip I sent, I was going to send like the pizza read, but I thought the funnier one.
For that.
Yeah, I thought the funnier one was from Ultimate Girls Trip of like her and Brandy about Dorinda's age.
That's a modern classic. Yeah. Okay. Shall we get to the Freak of the Week and the One True Queen?
Yeah, who's our freak, bitch?
Okay, the Freak of the Week is... This is a little old at this point. We were going to discuss it last week, but I think it's like still worth a nod. The Jen Shah, Elizabeth Holmes, jail link up.
Yeah, this is freak, parentheses, complimentary.
No, no. You're like do, you're like, be bad, do crimes or whatever.
I mean, they're serving their time. I'm also like, okay. I don't know if I'm that into the prison industrial complex. Yeah. That's another podcast.
Okay, that's another word. Okay. So the interesting way that this rolled out was first it was Elizabeth Holmes live from prison, like chatting with the other inmates.
And blurry faces.
And then everyone's like, that's Jen Shah. I remember like Liz Bentley's like, why on Twitter? He's like, why are they blurring Jen Shah's face? Like, this makes no sense. Like, the picture is worth more money.
Yeah.
And then eventually we get the unblurred Jen Shah. Like,
I know.
The two of them, the best of buds, as was predicted.
And Elizabeth Holmes looks McCordian, Alex McCordian in the yeah. photos,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah. And Jen Shah looks... Jen Chayen. Okay. One True Queen. A Valentine's Day treat for the masses. Drew Barrymore, which I think we've like talked about a few times on the pod.
Heard of her?
What do you mean? No, I think like she's just come up in different situations.
Sure, yeah.
She's
like a vet, like a major them, though. People know who she is.
I know, of course. Okay. But just like in our universe. Okay. So she had a Valentine's Day treat. She had Summer House fans behind like art easels painting a semi-nude Kyle Cook and Carl Radke.
Yeah, this is one to be added to Dan Spank Bank, of course.
No. We have Drew like interviewing them while they're being painted.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like, I like seeing...
Kyle half nude.
I like seeing the Summer House universe out in the mainstream. You know?
Sure, yes.
Yeah. Our One True Queens. Wow.
Beautiful.
As mentioned, you have a great Patreon bonus episode this week. And also even, we haven't talked about this, a Patreon pre-show that goes super long because we had a lot to catch up on.
Yeah, we talk about Grammys.
Grammys, Super Bowl. Beyonce, Truman Capote, the Swans, a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
So head on over to comethroughqueen.com for links to that. And just like, comment, subscribe, heart, share, retweet.
Love us, please retweet.
We'll see you next week. Bye.
I wanna see ya come through, queen.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.